Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ah, Football Friday, WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how we feeling?
Pretty good, Brother Spike. Jackie Baseball, stinking Mets are in town.
Oh, the Mutts.
Holla at your boy.
You give us a Mutts?
The Mutts.
Oh, the Mutts. Big show today. Big show. Nick Kostos from You Better You Bet gives us his best picks of the week around 2:42 p.m. Elliot Shore Parks joins us, as he does every Friday. He'll join us at 3:30 because Eagles practice is at 3 if he actually made it out there today. Jaws will join us at 4 o'clock. We'll give our picks at 5:30. And it's a big day because today is National Bald is Beautiful Day. And we have the most beautiful bald man in America.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Well, right to the left of me.
Well, thank you there, brother.
Well, come on. It's not even close. It's not even close.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. So we're going to.
Bald and beautiful. I like that.
The most beautiful and the most bald. So yes. I think there's probably a limit to how bald you could be, but you are as bald as it gets. All right.
I get it.
So we're going to try something today called On the Record Friday. We have had several different storylines going throughout the week from last Friday's Eagles game. Some, I think, more polarizing, more debatable than others. Mm-hmm. And we are going to take these biggest debates from the last week. And today we will have to go on the record about how we feel about these specific debates. And we'll sort of break it down per hour. So we're going to do one in this 2 o'clock hour. And of course, you have your chance to go on the record for all of these debates as well at 215-592-9494. We are going to start off today with defense. And, you know, we all agreed that the linebackers played well. We all agreed that Quinyon Mitchell played well and Slay played well. But the source of debate and the source of consternation is the defensive line. And I am actually going to go on the record saying that I am not that worried and relatively optimistic about the defensive line. And here's why I will say that I am optimistic about the defensive line. First, Jalen Carter played well. We can say that. Maybe not as well as he can play, but played well. And I think we felt pretty decent about how Jordan Davis played. So the interior portion of the defensive line, I think we all feel mostly fine. The question comes on edge, and we did not get very much pressure on the quarterback from the edge on Friday night. Agreed. But you know what? The Green Bay Packers didn't get very much pressure from the edge on Friday night either. If there's one thing I'm confident of with Bryce Huff, I am confident he can get to the quarterback. I don't know if he can play every down. I don't know. Actually, Josh Sweat, I don't know if he is a, you know, a Pro Bowler or anything. But these two guys, I believe, in a normal situation, which we will have Monday night, not on a bad field, any of those things, in a normal situation, they will put pressure on the quarterback. Again, They might not be the best defensive line we've ever seen in Eagles Green, but we didn't think the defense was going to be, you know, an all-time defense. We are hoping for a mid-pack defense. I believe against the Atlanta Falcons and moving forward, this defensive line will get pressure on the quarterback and will be good enough for this defense to be passable. Not that nervous about Bryce Huff. I know the Fangio quotes aren't great, but I just believe that he can get to the quarterback. I think Sweat will too. So I'm going on the record and saying that I am not worried about the defensive line.
I'll keep it short and sweet. Yeah, I'm concerned, and I'll continue to be concerned until they show me reasons why I shouldn't be concerned. I mean, that's just the way I look at it. Sure, I hope they turn out to be the best defensive line in all of football. But just hoping that they're going to be that doesn't mean they're going to be that. Hell, I hope a lot of things for this team every year, and it don't necessarily come true.
That's
right?
For sure.
Yeah, I hope a lot of things every year. So they have to actually show us that this is what they can do, and they can do it on a consistent basis. I'm still concerned that at some point, like this defense, they did a good job last Friday night in those short spurts. They kept Green Bay out of the end zone. One can argue Green Bay kept themselves out of the end zone. They missed opportunities. Christian Watson dropping a pass in the end zone. The Wicks kid dropping passes. Like, so they're and the Green Bay Packers were moving the ball in chunks of yardage. Think about this. Both the Eagles and Green Bay had over 400 yards of offense, slightly over 400 yards of offense. The Eagles had 78 plays. Green Bay had 58. So just look at the average. The Eagles were averaging about 5 yards a play. The Packers were averaging about 9 yards a play. So they were getting plays in yardage in chunks. And we can say the field, okay. Listen, from your lips to God's ears, I hope that was the issue. And Monday they come out, they got a statue back there, and Kirk Cousins, he can't move. They'll get 5 sacks on Kirk Cousins, and everybody will be like, oh, I told you the defensive line was fine. Okay. You got some different quarterbacks you got to face after that. They can move. Baker can move around. Derek Carr he can't really move around a whole lot, but he's not a statue like Kirk Cousins is right now.
Sure.
So I'm gonna allow them the ability to show and prove. As I'm sitting here right now, I'm still concerned about the defensive line. It's my one concern on that side of the football is how can they get to the quarterback? Can they get off the field on third down? Like, Jordan Love had time to stand back there and throw the ball.
He did.
He had time to stand back there and throw the ball. So, I got to see it Sunday. I mean, Monday night. And quite frankly, I won't be surprised if they have some success Monday night.
And I can't do told you so if they have success Monday night?
I mean, you can, but okay. I still won't be convinced. I'm just saying Kirk Cousins can't move. It'll be more alarming if they don't have success Monday night.
I would agree with you there. If we don't get to the quarterback on Monday night, then there is a significant
yes.
issue there. I think they're gonna. I think that is that getting to the quarterback wasn't the thing that I was worried about from Edge. It was are they complete players? But getting to the quarterback wasn't the thing I'm worried about. All right. It's on the record Friday, the first hour. You have to go on the record about the defensive line. Are you worried? Are you confident? I am confident is a very, very extreme word, but I feel pretty decent about the defensive line. I don't feel as bad as it looked on Friday night. I think they will certainly be adequate the rest of the year. 215-592-9494. You have to go on the record. Jack, you want to go on the record about the defensive line?
Of course, because I think you're, what are you taking, crazy pills?
I'm not taking crazy
pills. You are taking crazy pills.
No. Bryce Huff got to the quarterback last year. He did.
Yeah, in a limited role.
Well, he's in a limited role here.
I don't know if he was not supposed to be in a limited role.
Right.
Like, it's not about Bryce Huff. Like, Bryce Huff, I think, is going to eventually get to the quarterback. That's
okay.
Fine.
All right.
Josh Sweat, I have no idea. Like, I thought he's okay in game one against Green Bay. I don't know. It's more about the guys are after them. I don't think Nolan Smith can play. And BG's in year 15. Like, they just don't have enough. It's as simple as that. They don't have enough.
Enough to be what, though? I mean, we came in. Like, I just feel like we're a little bit moving the goalposts a little bit. We came in this year hoping that they would be a top, like, what, 14 to 7, like a top 15
mid-pack
defense.
They're not even that.
No, not yet. But also, new coordinator, new players. Hold on.
One hand, we can't praise the job Vic Fangio did last week. And then on the other hand, give the whole, it's a new coordinator.
Watch me.
Well, yeah, that's not going to fly.
Well, I'm going on the record saying defensive line.
I can't believe you're Mr. Blame the Field guy, too. Well, what happened to my Spike Eskin?
What, the accountability?
The backbone.
Put the accountability on the field guy, on the turf guy or whatever.
We tried to take him out for losing the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's just like, it's obviously, it can't be the only thing, the only reason they didn't succeed. But it is fair to say that every sort of expert we talked to this week did mention the field. And Baldy, who's right about everything, said he was on the field and he saw it and he said it was like a cow pasture. So I don't even know what that means, but it sounds slippery to me. Because if cows are on there, I don't know, who knows what they're doing on the pasture. 215-592.
We know what they're doing. Yes.
215-592-9494. It is on the record Friday. It is first, you have to go on the record about the defensive line. Are you feeling good? Are you not feeling good? Andy in Westchester kicks us off. You are on WIP, Andy.
I would like to be referred to as Andy the truck horn driver from now on.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's what we're doing.
This is a new bit?
Wow, are you stealing a bit?
I have no issue stealing bits.
Wow.
it's hotter than the devil in Devil's Kitchen right now.
Well,
that's two bits.
I'll tell you what, Andy. You can be Andy the truck horn guy. I'm granting you, at least for the foreseeable future, if you would like to honk the truck horn when you call up, you can be truck horn guy too.
Yeah, well, when I'm in my car, I'll be Andy the car horn honker, though.
Okay.
That's okay.
That's fine. That's fine. You can honk whatever you want to honk, buddy.
Oh, okay.
All right. Go on the record about the defensive line. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I am not concerned at this point. I think we got to see him on a decent field, at least. I'm not blaming the field, but I think 1 week is too small a sample size to just say, okay, let's everybody panic. Let's see what we got.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
So, well, okay, but on the record, can't just be wait and see.
Yeah.
Okay. On the record, I'm not worried.
Okay.
How about that?
There we go. There we go. Yeah.
Not worried.
There we go. 1-0. You're losing, Reese.
On
National Bald is Beautiful Day.
Well, here's the thing that I know. Being in the minority of a take is no problem for me. I'm used to that. I got no problem with that.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we've all had our moments.
Yes.
We've all had our moments. All right, Andy.
Well, that was it. So, you know, go Birds, Cowboys suck, and Cowboy Jim's a fraud.
Wow.
Yeah, well, there you go.
This guy's going after everybody.
Cowboys, yeah.
Going after truck horn guy, going after.
That lets me know he probably didn't get on yesterday and he had a lot of stuff. Like, he had stuff he needed to get out there.
To get off his chest.
Yes.
Yeah, to get off his chest.
Well, it's good to finally have an official truck horn guy for the show.
Yeah. We've been waiting for an official truck horn guy.
Jerry's not our official truck horn guy?
Hmm. He was complaining yesterday.
Yeah, he was a little.
Oh, he was complaining?
Yeah, a little bit.
Last couple of calls.
Yeah, a lot of prima donna from Jerry, frankly.
Yeah, he's a bit of a whiner, Jerry. You know?
I did not realize that.
Yeah, yeah. Get on the air and do your thing. I don't want you complaining about being on
home. What was he complaining about?
He was complaining about.
We made fun of him for stealing Justin Tennessee's bit, but he didn't steal his bit.
Yeah.
He's often a complainer about how long it takes to get on the air.
Yep. Yeah,
that's the one that gets him in trouble right there.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yes.
Yeah. Like you've already been on 8 times today, Jerry.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody can't be first in line. Everybody can't be first in line. All right. We do have a next question today, as we have one final pair of tickets to Bite for the Fight. Bite for the Fight will be at the Philly Expo Center at Oaks tomorrow from noon until 4. It benefits the Fight On McKenna Foundation. If you like food, this is a good event for you. And who doesn't like food? Over 20 different local restaurants will have their very best item for you to try. There will also be some craft cocktail demos, chef demos from Jose Garces, Chad Rosenthal. You can buy tickets at biteforthefight.com. And as I said, it benefits the Fight On McKenna Foundation, which helps out families who are dealing with pediatric cancer. Okay, as I mentioned, it is the National Bald is Beautiful Day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do we have to take Ike off the board immediately?
Well, someone can answer it.
I would take him off the board.
Yeah, I think we got to take
Rushmore answer.
Yeah, I think we got to take Ike off the board. Yeah. We got to take
get me out of there.
So for next question today, you have to give us a bald person. Give us a great bald person. Now, of course, bald people come in all shapes and sizes, all genders of bald people, so it could be anything. Jack, would you like to give us your bald person?
Well, of course, because he's someone that we've worked with for a while, and he's just so like grossly bald, frankly.
Work with?
Yep. And that is Joe Giglio.
Right. Oh.
People don't think of Giglio as a bald guy.
Yep. He's a baldsman.
He is
a baldsman, yeah. Yep.
He doesn't get credit for being bald.
Yeah, and he gave up. Yeah. I think he probably had a buzz cut. You know,
yeah, he was doing the whole, little buzz cut thing for a couple years.
Wow. And then like a true Costanza man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
He shaved it all
off.
He
wasn't a true ballsman.
Actually, I'm thinking about it. Does Giglio wear a hat every day or no?
No, he never wears a hat.
No, he lets that thing shine.
Oh, yeah. Really? For some reason, I can't imagine his baldness, but he is bald.
Again, think of Captain America before he turned into Captain America.
That's what he looks like. That is definitely what. All right. So for me, there's a lot of great bald people out there.
Are
you kidding me?
Yeah, who you got?
So he is, one of the 10 greatest basketball players of all time.
One of the 10 greatest?
Yes, one of the 10 greatest basketball players of all time.
Where the hell are you going with this,
Dan? There are a few bald people in that top 10, but my bald guy is LeBron James. He's been fighting.
That's why you threw me off. He's one of the 10 greatest. I'm like, what? Okay.
Yeah, so mine is going to be LeBron James. He's been fighting it for a while. I do feel like eventually he will stop fighting it.
Come on in, King.
Yes.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
You're old
It's actually
enough.
Been over, actually. Yeah, just let it go.
For a decade, it's been over. He's almost 40 years old, but he's 39, something like that. You can be bald now.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's fine.
Yeah.
So, Ike, your bald person.
Oh, man, there's so many of them.
Yes.
I thought you were going with another basketball player, but I'll leave him out there.
There's another. Yeah, there's another in the top ten.
Several of them.
Yes, there are. Yes.
But I'm going to go with a former football player.
Okay.
Also a former wrestler.
Former football player?
A current actor.
Former football player. Current actor. Former wrestler.
Yeah,
oh, I know who it is.
Yeah, there you go. The Rock.
The Rock.
Gotta go with The Rock.
Yeah. I mean,
you didn't get The Rock, Jack? You didn't get that one?
Well, my first thought was Terry Crews. He's also bald.
Right.
Take that one off the board.
Well,
not like John Cena, but he definitely not play in the NFL.
No. Yeah, and
I can't say he's bald.
No, he has hair.
He's a hairsman.
Yeah. And there's another all-time wrestler who is very bald, but he didn't play football. So The Rock, obviously. That's a good one.
Go with The Rock, man.
So when you call up with your sports point today on the Record Friday, you will give us a bald person. Is it famous or best or
notable
bald person? That is the way to do it.
Yeah, we got to go notable.
Notable.
Yeah, don't give me a neighbor.
Yes. And you call up for On the Record Friday. Tell us whether you are in or out, basically, on the defensive line. And let us know who your notable ball person is for tickets to Bite for the Fight. Yaz in Newtown, you are on WIP. What up, Yaz?
What's up, What's up, guys?
What up, Yaz?
Yo, yo. Great to call back. Look, I think we need to start taking accountability for this defensive line. Look, last year I was like Ike. I was too optimistic every single game. Mm-hmm. I wasn't taking accountability. I kept saying the Eagles were going to right the ship. They were going to do well, mm-hmm. and I was wrong every single time. So this year I'm taking a little bit of a different approach. The D-line last Friday night did not look good at all. So it's time for us as fans to take accountability. We have to have Bryce Huff play well. Right, we go out, we get a free agent signing, we lose Reddick. We need a free agent signing.
That's
a good question.
That
felt like just a static died. Electricity thing. Honestly, happens every once in a while.
That was pretty good.
I hope I did. If Yaz calls back, we'll get Yaz back on. Steve and Cherry Hill, you're on WIP on the record Friday. You know, should this just be accountability Friday instead of on the record?
Every day is an accountability.
Yeah, okay, all right. On the record Friday. All right, what up, Steve?
No, I'm going to be on the record saying I was wrong the other week when they beat Green Bay. I had them losing, but I'll go on the record. Yeah, I'll go on the record as saying I got worries about our line with Ike and Jack. I don't think we're there. I just think that this guy for Atlanta's a stud, and he could have 150-plus maybe.
You mean Bijan Robinson?
Bijan, the running back, yeah.
Well, look, the running game is a whole different – is part of it, obviously. Do you think – imagine the whiff that it would have to be to have your best free agent signing be completely ineffective. Do you really have that little faith in the front office that they would invest $50 million for a free agent signing and he wouldn't be any good? Well, I guess they've had a few.
Well, I mean, there was Byron Maxwell.
Yeah, there was Nnamdi, too.
Nnamdi.
Yeah, there was. But that was a different front office. Nnamdi was a different front office, right? I mean, basically, that was Andy, right? Nnamdi.
Barkley's top three, I think, in the league, so I have no problems with him. But, you know, Atlanta, I'm a due guy. Atlanta's due to somehow beat us because we lucked out the last few times we played them, so. Have a nice weekend, all right?
That's 2 weeks in a row.
Well, give us a notable bald person before you go.
Noticeable bald person?
Notable. Well, you got
not noticeable.
Jack, you asked him, right? He's gotten the thing. Yeah, all right.
I didn't.
That's fine.
All right.
But have a good weekend, all right?
All right.
Goodbye. Just name a bald person.
Yeah.
Well, hold up.
What?
Are you working?
Well, I am. I figure he got the... Steve is a normal enough caller. Okay. We've had plenty of interactions. Usually, I can foresee if they get the bit. We talked about bald people for 3 minutes before he called.
Yeah. Okay.
Usually...
Well,
you know, you gave the old...
You got to hold Jack accountable on this one.
Just name a bald person. It's not rocket science. We all know him.
Well, let's go on the record that one was your fault.
It was 100% my fault.
Okay.
But it's also... The caller needs to also be a little bit on the fly.
Oh, they're not getting paid. You are.
Uh-oh.
You putting in a half day today because you got to give somebody a wedding present this weekend?
Hold on. Now, to close out that story, I Venmo'd my two friends an extra $100.
Okay, good. Yeah.
So we
guilted him into
Venmo'd
an extra $100.
Good.
Good job.
Good.
You got the extra cash.
Yes.
It's been a good week for you.
I know. Well, yeah.
I'll lose all that money.
Shout out to James Cook.
Yeah. We'll lose all that. All right. And tell Yaz we'll get to him coming up next. So coming up next, we will continue with accountability, or no, not accountability, On the Record Friday. Our first topic for On the Record Friday is, do you believe that the defensive line is going to be okay, or are you still worried? Coming up next, Nick Kostos, our betting insider, our betting expert from You Better You Bet.
How did we do last week?
I was one.
Well, I mean, how did he do last week? But I'm really
not sure. We don't need that.
He did get on the spot yesterday that aired. He did say that the Dolphins were allowing 5 yards per carry on the ground.
Yeah, he said the wrong team was favored last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was a...
The wrong team was definitely favored last night.
Yeah, it was definitely favored last night. So Nick Kostos joins us. He will give us his three best bets. We'll also make him pick the Eagles game. That is all coming up next on the Record Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.